Sanguine, Daedric Prince of Debauchery. Many of the Daedric Princes appear as humorless entities, focused on concepts such as death, destruction, treachery, and chaos. Sanguine, on the other hand, comes across as a much more flippant character, fond of pranks and jokes. Sanguine's realm of influence includes lust, gluttony, greed, and the sinners among mankind. While this means that Sanguine represents nights of drunken fun and passionate indulgences, he also represents the darker sides of passion and debauchery, such as drug-induced violence and addiction. Sanguine commonly appears as a male humanoid, with horns on his head, and generally a mug of alcohol in his hand, or with one or more scantily clad women. He has also been known to appear as a common mortal, spending the night in taverns performing drinking contests. He speaks with a far more friendly and humorous tone than most other Daedric princes, and is one of only a few that directly interact with mortals on Nirn. According to one report, he even resided in the White Gold Tower during the time of the Reman Empire, and assisted in setting up a series of vulgar festivals. Sanguine has some sort of connection with Mephala, likely due to overlapping themes of sex, and is credited with creating 27 tokens for Mephala to give to her followers in the Morag Taunt. He is also allied with Vermina, probably due to her stealing the memories of those caught in drunken stupors. Sanguine's realm of Oblivion is known as the Myriad Realms of Revelry, and actually consists of tens of thousands of small pocket realms of Oblivion. These realms are used by visitors as dens of pleasure, and are capable of being changed to suit the visitor's wants and desires. Because of this, Sanguine does not have total control over his realm, and is against the concept. Sanguine's Daedric artifact is the Sanguine Rose, and commonly appears as a staff, with one end resembling a rose, or sometimes just as a rose. The Sanguine Rose is capable of summoning a random lesser Daedra for a short period of time. This Daedra will generally attack anything in the area, up to and including the wielder of the rose. According to legend, as the rose continues to get used, the petals will wilt and fall off. Eventually, all of the petals will fall, and the rose will lose its power. At that point, somewhere in Oblivion, a new rose blooms and is plucked by Sanguine to give to another mortal. Sanguine awards the rose to those who complete tasks for him that involve debauchery, drunkenness, and other sinful acts. Many pantheons of deities, both fictional and those within the real world, feature a god devoted to revelry, alcohol, and pleasure, such as Dionysus, the Greek god of wine and ritual madness. Sanguine fills that role in the Elder Scrolls universe, and operates as a stark contrast to many of the other Daedric princes that the player character might associate with. While it would be easy to dismiss Sanguine as merely the god of partying and humorous debauchery, it's important to not forget the darker sides of revelry and hedonism. That being said, for those mortals that can't escape the trap of alcoholism, laziness, and lust, they'll always have a friend in Sanguine.